Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you, to be back here with you. I didn't tell you I was going to be gone for obvious reasons, but I had a husband with surgery, and I was gone. I don't know how else to put it. I had to go take care of him. He's doing well. Can't keep a good man down for very long. Well, CSC Talk Radio, while I was gone, timing is everything, you know. While I was gone on Monday, May 2nd, CSC Talk Radio turned 5 years old. 5 years old. And CSC Talk Radio, I'm going to brag just a little bit, is the only talk show that is an advocate for rural America, for small businesses, for livestock owners, for pets, for pet breeders, consumer rights, for the Constitution and for common sense. CSC Talk Radio is the only talk show giving you, the people, a voice. You don't hear the others. You know, Riley brags about how he doesn't like other people talk. I don't receive money from super PACs. I don't get money from candidates for endorsements. And it's a tough road to hoe. It's a tough road to go to procure sponsorships from the various ones who I'm really helping. The think tanks who I use daily here on CSC Talk Radio to bring information and education to you, but they rely on funding as well from contributions. CSC Talk Radio is unique in every way. At least I believe it is. I remain steadfast in my fight for you, my fight for rural America, my fight for common sense. And I do need your help, and you know that. I've been telling you that quite a bit here lately, and I hope you'll forgive me for that. But I want today to tell you thank you. Thank you to all of my affiliates, all those stations who stuck with me and took a chance on the new girl. Thank you to all of you for listening, my listeners who stay with me through thick and thin, when you don't agree with me, when you do agree with me, through the tough times. We've mourned together. We've laughed together, and it's always my hope and it's always my prayer we will continue to be such great neighbors and friends. Making it to 6 years isn't looking real great, but you know what? We're going to keep pushing through. We made it to five. We're alive. We're alive for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. And I shall, stay strong in the truth as best I can and vigilant in the actions that I portray each day for you, for this nation, for our country, for the Republic. I have with me today Mindy Patterson. And there are some things we're going to talk about, and I want to share something with Mindy and you that I'm going to bring to you through Ray Field on Friday. I know we normally have Free for All Fridays, but this is kind of an emergency. And if you remember us talking not too long ago, in fact, you know, it's almost been 5 years because it was shortly after CSC Talk Radio started. I can't even remember now who introduced me to Ray Field. But he, like Mindy, is an advocate for rural America, for livestock owners, for animals. And he brought to my attention something that was going on in Nebraska with Vic Jennings, but that's not right. I've got it here. It's a really, really tiny, tiny print. But if you remember, he had a horse that was sick. And somebody representing HSUS came on the land. And they accused him of animal abuse and neglect. Murdered the animal right there. Did an autopsy right there. And you know what they found out? It was exactly as he said. Because Vic is a veterinarian. He had black beetle. He got a hold of some bad hay. He didn't know it was bad hay, contaminated hay, but he got a hold of it, and his animals got sick. And he's been fighting it ever since, and he has lost the battle in the court. They're going to fine him $1,000, which doesn't sound like much, I guess. 45 days in jail, and for 10 years, he cannot raise livestock. For 10 years. So we will have Ray on, and I wanted Mindy to know about this because she's followed it some as well, and that's what the Cavalry Group does. They go around and they help these people when they can. They have memberships. You have to be a member. But I know that Mindy goes around and helps everyone and tries to do whatever she can because she's just like me. We're out here fighting a fight. Mindy, welcome to CSE Talk Radio. I'm sorry to start out with good news, bad news. The good news, I'm 5 years old. The bad news is we're still fighting an awful battle.
Thank you so much for having me. Well, first of all, congratulations on your fifth anniversary. That is just wonderful. And
Thank
it goes
you.
By in a hurry, doesn't it?
Oh, my, it does. And you know, today is show number 1308.
Oh, my gosh. That's hard to believe. That's wonderful. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, well, talking about Vic, you know, not being familiar with all the essential details of his case, I can tell you with confidence that this kind of thing is happening all across the country, mm-hmm. which is why we exist. You know, we hold true to the fact that the rule of law provides that Americans are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. And what's happening is government agencies are implementing their own rules at their sole discretion and oftentimes violating constitutional rights to private property and finding that people are guilty of something without proof. And they, you know, it's happening to deer farmers as well. I don't know if you saw the post that we made just a few days ago on our Facebook page, In the state of Texas, they're doing that to deer, white-tailed deer farmers all across the state. The Texas department that oversees the regulation of deer farmers is coming in with the false premise that these animals have a disease and they destroy them and then find out later, well, the animals are gone. And the animal owners and businesses are not being reimbursed for their loss.
Mm.
And it's unconstitutional.
It is unconstitutional. And we go back to this is property rights, too.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't seem to understand that. And we're fighting. I mean, we're fighting in New York. We're fighting in Missouri. We're fighting in Nebraska. We're fighting. And Ray Field is from Texas. I mean, he's gone head to head with Pacelli.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are fighting everywhere. And I know you end up in D.C. trying to plead. It's just nonstop. And I wrote on my on the show page today as I was introducing you, and I put it on your page too, that you know, it's nonstop, just nonstop. So while we're distracted about campaigns and candidates and all these things that are going on down here, they're taking property. They're infringing on our property rights. They're keeping people from having a livelihood, whether it's Vic there in Nebraska. Jensen, I think is his name, in Nebraska. And they're going to 10 years he can't raise livestock. Or a cake baker that they're gonna take down. I mean, we are being attacked from every single side.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, government acts as though they know better, and the government bureaucrats are wielding their overreach by intimidating property owners, whether it's your business or your animal enterprise. They are seeking to destroy, through their overreach of power, private property
without
the burden of proof.
We're going into a break. I'm going to wait to open up the phone lines just a little bit, and Mindy and I are going to visit, and we'll just wait with the phone lines just for a little bit. But put the number down. 877-895-5410. And Mindy and Beth Ann are going to stand vigilant, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. And we are also going to be joined by Jay Kitchener. Sorry, Jay, I messed that up. Pre-apologize. He is the New England Regional Director of the Cavalry Group and leading a national advocate for dog breeders. And we welcome Jay. Now, Jay's been on the show. It's been a couple of maybe 2 years ago, but Jay was on the show with me a while back. Jay, welcome to CSE. Welcome back to CSE Talk Radio.
Thank you, Beth. Glad to be here.
Say your name for me. I have a little tongue-tied. It's Kitchener.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, that's not really tough. I stumbled across it. How are you doing today, Jay?
I'm just great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was reading an article that Mindy sent me that you had written about some things that are going on there in your area with the National Purebred. I didn't know it was National Purebred Dog Day on May 1st. You know, my husband was in the hospital, and when I got there, he was teasing me because it never happens, and I always ask it, and I didn't. Did anybody leave flowers on my doorstep on May 1st? You know, it's May Day, and you're supposed to leave flowers, unbeknownst to whoever you're leaving them to. And I said, no, nobody left flowers. But I didn't know it was National Purebred Dog Day. Nobody left a doggy on my front porch either. Are you there, Jay?
I am.
Okay, I wanted
It was the third year for National Purebred Dog Day. The founder, my friend Susie, got Colorado, her state, to recognize it, at the state legislature, to officially recognize May 1st as National Purebred Dog Day. And with the help of the American Kennel Club, there is now a resolution in front of the United States Senate to officially recognize May 1st as May Day, It's a Crisis, as National Purebred Dog Day.
Well, I think that's pretty awesome. I just didn't know about it, so I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. And there's lots of things that need to be brought to our attention. And in the blog that you wrote, you acquitted the, I mean, you talked about it being and to celebrate that particular day for the, and while I was on the break, my producer who brought you on the air here with me, he said they just purchased a purebred dog. They have to wait a few weeks, but they just purchased a new puppy, so they're going to have a new experience in their little household, aren't they?
They certainly are. Puppies are a handful, but they're worth it.
Oh, they're wonderful. They're wonderful. I don't have one. I raised five sons, and I thought that was enough puppies in the house. But I do love animals. I really do. I love them. I've got a cat. Mindy, you're going to appreciate that. I've got a cat. I've got some grandkids that are living with me now, and my little 8-year-old granddaughter, she can't wait to get out there and feed that cat every night. We bring him in the garage and feed him every night, and she just can't wait. Meemaw, can I go feed the cat? Can I go feed Sheba?
Well,
they're great for kids.
Pets are so important because they teach responsibility.
Absolutely.
And all sorts of things.
Absolutely. She just loves him. Anyway, I want to get back to, you've got a couple of articles here. Now, Jay, we kind of talk about this a little bit. We don't word it maybe necessarily as you did in your article. I think you wrote this article. If I was understanding it correctly, I was in a hurry this morning. Why are we so quick to dance with the devil? And you've had some things going on, and I want you to talk about this a little bit right now with my listeners, because I think they need to understand you got to be careful who you get in bed with. You got to be careful who you trust. No matter what occupation, no matter what you're looking at, back up and look at the big picture. And let's talk about this guy, Ed Sayers. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit. What's going on?
Okay. He directed or was the president and CEO of the ASPCA, which is the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Yes.
Now, most Americans are going to think, oh, wow, that's a great organization. They do great work. But did you know that the ASPCA is not an umbrella organization for any other SPCA that might be in your town or city?
I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me.
Well, just like the equally controversial Humane Society of the United States, ASPCA is not an umbrella organization for other SPCAs around the country. Now, unlike HSUS, ASPCA does have one shelter. They do have their own single shelter, and it's in Manhattan, and it's privately run, and they don't do anything to help the poor pit bulls down the street at the public New York City Animal Control.
No, but they sure did a lot to try and get rid of the horses. Aren't they the ones in on that?
They certainly did. And
yeah,
this is where things get really interesting, because now as New York City's mayor is being involved in this growing legal investigation, it's now coming back full circle to the horse carriages, to the very group created by Ed Sayers to attack a traditional animal enterprise and a specific political candidate.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And when you and you know, I got a feeling you're very good at this too, but Mindy's always so good at connecting all those dots. And I think, Mindy, you know, what I tell my listeners, especially with what's going on now in this realm, but in all the political arena, is to stand back and take a look in your own community as to what you see and what is happening. And it doesn't take long to start connecting the dots.
So here's Mr. Sayers, who for a decade was president and CEO of the controversial ASPCA, where he attacked not only the carriage horses, but he attacked pet shops and he attacked animal breeders and especially purebred dog breeders for many years and was paid over $500,000 per year to do it. Mm. Now, he walked away from the ASPCA and the anti-horse carriage group in 2013. And then in 2014, he pops up as president of the Pet Industry Joint Advisory Council in Washington, D.C. Now, that's the very group Ed Sears was paid so well to destroy for 10 years.
And now he's a part of them. So he's just for hire. Whatever you pay him to do, that's what he's going to do, or is he kind of infiltrating?
Well,
trading.
Take your pick. I mean, you know, you can. There are several avenues of speculation, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, for a decade he was very well paid to attack this group, and then he claims because he actually visited a professional commercial dog kennel, he had a change of heart.
Why would they trust him? I don't understand that.
I don't either.
The sad part, Beth, is that this is going on in industries everywhere. It's happened in the egg producers, in the egg production industry. It's happened to SeaWorld. They're partnering up with HSUS and other groups that represent the ideology of animal rights. And it's all feeding the crocodile, hoping it will eat them last. It's this belief, false belief, that if they cozy up to them, then they won't destroy their industry completely. And that is such a false premise. It's not working. Failed strategy.
Let me share a story about a crocodile. Just last week, I saw an article coming out of Australia where the crocodile, and I know they go on land, but I didn't know that they would do this because I'm just kind of naive. But the crocodile went on land, got a sleeping camper, and started dragging him off. Got to be careful, those crocodiles. I just want to throw that in there. You got to be careful, those crocodiles.
Definitely.
Because they're going to come pull you off.
It's a good analogy because that's what all these animal enterprises and animal industries are doing, is they are feeding the crocodile, trying to keep them away, but eventually he's gonna eat them, swallow them up. Why are we trying to appease these people? People who know nothing about animal husbandry. You know, we're welcoming them to the table. We're letting them dictate the rules. And Jay, you know, and I are constantly scratching our head and standing firm for animal owners and animal enterprise, scratching our head because this is very confusing. Why are we, the leaders in these animal groups, welcoming animal rights people to the table? These folks are not changing their stripes.
No, they're not going to change their stripes. They've got an agenda, and they're very committed to it.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It just, you know, appalls me. I mean, it astonishes me as well that they would even hire somebody and trust them. I don't get that part unless they're not as committed as we'd like them to be.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head.
Uh-oh.
There is a growing movement right now where government is working hard to make sure your next puppy comes from a mysterious source. More than 120 communities across the United States have mandated in law that you may not buy a puppy from a professional breeder in a legitimate pet store, and that you may only buy a puppy in that store supplied by a shelter or rescue organization. Now, the problem is these organizations no longer sell animals in need of homes from the local community. These organizations now primarily sell animals imported from unknown sources in faraway states and foreign countries.
I want to talk about that. We're going into a break. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Mindy and I just kind of hit that a little bit the last time she was on. Let's get a little deeper, especially when we're all concerned about prosperity and we're concerned about trade and we're concerned about safety and diseases. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy and I've lost your name. I'm sorry. I'm just really... Say that again. Jay, I was going to call it Kitchener, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Jay, I owe you an apology. I just went completely brain dead as we were going into that break. I was going to call you Kevin and Kent, and I had Kitchener on my mind, and I do apologize. I want you to know you are in good standing, though. I had a show last Thursday before I took a few days off to take care of my husband, and I kept talking about President Madison the whole time through. It was his birthday, and I just kept talking about it, calling him, and he was President Monroe all the time. So you are in good standing with a good president. I am, you know, that's what radio is. You got what you got because it just kind of spills out. And I try to get it right, but once in a while, I apologize. I'm a little rusty, I guess, for being off a few days. But anyway,
no, it's great.
We are fighting for the pet breeders. We are fighting for the livestock owners. We are fighting for America. And Mindy, I know that the Cavalry Group, they're about the same age as CSC Talk Radio. She and I got started on our little ventures to save this nation about the same time. And she too, has a struggle, and the cavalry group is just fighting and fighting and fighting, and she spends so much time traveling and speaking and talking and putting out fires here, hither and yonder, that I know you meet yourself coming and going, Mindy.
It is busy. There are new threats to animal-based businesses every single day, and it's clear that this fight has become a direct assault on our culture and American traditions. It's not even so much about the animals. You know, Jay and I talk about that all the time. You know, the animal rights groups want us to believe that they care about animal welfare, and the furthest thing from the truth.
We
know
that's
not
true.
And they raise money on the backs of all of these animals, extorting money from the American people and betraying them, taking their money and using it against our ability to own private property and animal ownership, which is what it's all about.
And we have seen agendas, and we have seen big corporations that are trying to take over the livestock breeders, take over the pet breeders, take over your food and your as consumers. And this is something that concerns every single one of us. Now, Jay, we were talking about where these pets are coming from. When I have our Calf USA on, we talk about, it's Bill Bullard, when I have him on, we talk about the things that are happening, and with when they repealed COOL, which is the country of origin labeling, which has to do with the American people knowing where their food comes from. Well, now we're dealing with the same thing right here with our pets. And I wanted to, we were just starting to talk about that before we went into a break, Jay. So I want you to kind of hit on that.
Well, it's this whole new phenomenon that is derisively called retail rescue. Now, believe it or not, animal shelters in the United States are emptying their cages almost daily all over the country. And that's just something we don't hear enough about. We've always been led to believe that we have an overabundance or an overpopulation of pets. Well, that is simply not true. We have far more homes available than we have pets in shelters. And it's to the point now that shelters are getting a large percentage, if not most, of their animals from out of the area. Now, where I come from, a shelter, an animal shelter, was all about helping animals and their owners in the community they served.
Hmm.
And at the same time, these shelters, most of which are privately held, they are a private NGO contracting back to the local municipality to provide government services. Okay? But that removes an entire layer of accountability and transparency. Because at the end of the day, these private organizations are only accountable to their boards of directors.
Isn't that interesting?
So, now we have these same private animal shelters who are contracting back to the town to provide government services. We have them becoming very politically active against dog breeders and other legitimate animal enterprises. Because the animal rights movement is a professional political movement, and it is hostile to animal ownership and animal breeding. So these same shelters who are saying, oh, pet stores are bad because their puppies are trucked in from what's probably a substandard breeder somewhere out in the Midwest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now these shelters are bringing in animals from the same places and mysterious places.
You know,
because they're a shelter, it's supposed to be okay.
When we have the cattle industry and we have those crossing the borders or crossing the seas, where they're raised, they don't have the same rules and the same laws and the same restrictions and mandates that the cattlemen or the beef raisers here in the United States of America. And that is the same thing with this. These shelters and these rescues, they don't have to follow the same rules, the same regulations, same as the pet breeders themselves, do they?
Exactly. While these shelters are politically active, advocating against pet breeders for stricter laws and regulations, at the same time, all these laws and regulations do not apply to the shelters and the rescues. They are exempt from them.
Well, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, does it? Especially,
no, it's not.
Especially, as we say all the time, especially if it has anything to do with safety or with disease control. That makes absolutely no sense. So, it's kind of like the trade issues. There's a different set of rules. It's not fair. It's unfair. And this is an attack on the animal businesses here in the United States of America. It's an attack on them.
Absolutely. It's that, and it's also a serious threat to the public health. We have had an instance of rabies, of a rabid puppy coming through this pipeline.
Oh, wow. You know, rabies is not funny stuff.
No, it is not. If you talk to state veterinarians anywhere in the Northeast, Rhode Island, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, take your pick, they will confirm to you that the cases of the deadly canine parvovirus have mushroomed in recent years. And it's because of this trade in animals where we really don't know where they come from.
You know, this is a big issue in the presidential campaign is trade. And this falls right in line with that, doesn't it, Mindy? Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
I've been trying to connect the dots. I'm not as talented as you are at it, but I've been trying to connect those dots. And you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the phone one afternoon here in the office. And when you stop and you start connecting the dots, and why everyone hated the, and it looks like he's going to possibly be the nominee now, Donald Trump. Whether you love him or hate him, whether you like what he says or don't like what he says, he's consistent about immigration and trade. And it's been my guessing right now, and this is what I've come to the conclusion of, and it would be the same thing with our pets. It's the same thing with these animals. As it is with livestock, as it is with other industries, you know, you can't hardly buy anything made in the USA anymore. Because the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, they're making money off of their trade deals and off of the immigration deals. And it just falls right in line with what you're telling me is going on in the pet breeding business.
Well, I think one of the things that is very frustrating that we need to do a much better job about communicating is that the animal rights groups, all of them, accuse pet breeders and anyone who raises animals for food, fiber, or the pet industry, accuses them of exploiting animals for profit when the animal rights groups themselves are the ones who are doing the exploiting. They are the ones who are exploiting animals, raising money with these photographs that are not representative or at all of legal businesses. And that's the tragedy, is that people open up their checkbooks and they write a big fat check to these animal rights groups thinking that these photos or the propaganda is representative of what the majority of animal producers are doing, and they're not. And exploitation is the word that they use against us, and we need to start taking that phrase and turning the tables.
Absolutely.
Because they're the ones doing the exploiting.
Turn it around, because we know that they're the ones exploiting. We're going into a break. I'm going to open the phone lines, even though we're on this last segment. I'm going to open the phone lines, 877-895-5410. If you have a question for either Jay or for Mindy, 877-895-5410, and we will all be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson, and we have Jay Kitchener on the line as well. And we're talking about, well, they're parts of, actually, Mindy is the founder of, the Cavalry Group. And Jay is a regional director there in New England for the Cavalry Group. And we are fighting for property rights. We are fighting for the livestock industry. We are fighting for the pet breeders industry. We are fighting for common sense and liberty. And they are going to host, the Cavalry Group is going to host a Liberty Summit, and it's coming up in June, June 24th through the 25th. And I'm going to let Mindy talk about that a little bit because she's got all kinds of speakers lined up, and Jay is one of them. And I want to talk about that a little bit, what she expects. This is your first time to do this. That's scary, isn't it, Mindy? This is your first time to pull off something like this. If anybody can do it, you can. Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up.
Well, thank you. It is a little bit, but we've had so many requests to do this. I think the whole crux of the Liberty Summit is bringing all animal groups, animal enterprise together. You know, we're going to have elephant trainers and tiger trainers and dog breeders and deer farmers and you name it. Anyone who makes their living working with animals, raising animals, breeding the animals are going to be here at the Liberty Summit to roll up our sleeves together, to learn from the people who are the presenters and the speakers, to take home tools and strategies and information to continue the fight to protect our right to private property and animal ownership. And that is what this summit is all about. It is go time. It is critical that we unite. And everyone always talks about how we need to bring everybody together and work together. Well, this is our opportunity to do so under one roof. And it's really great. I mean, we have people signing up who only are considered to be animal owners. They may just own a dog or cat, but they are coming to this event because they understand the importance of private property and preserving our constitutional rights, and more so, protecting those who are breeding and raising animals for food and fiber in the pet industry. If we don't do so, and we lose our domestic food supply because we've run farmers and ranchers out of business, what then? I mean, everyone who is involved in this Liberty Summit understands the critical need and importance of fighting back. So that's why we're doing this. And I'm excited to have both you, Beth, and Jay Kitchener as speakers at this event, because you're both in the trenches every day. All of our speakers who are presenting are in the trenches daily fighting for animal enterprise and private property.
One thing that I see, because I cover so many different things, Mindy and Jay, is that the separation and the labeling of the American people, the hyphens of the American people, and we need to be non-hyphenated. We need to stop allowing these political pundits to label us. And
we just
keep hearing it over and over and over again. And it's time that we put a stop to that. You know what? It's just, we are the American people. We are the republic. And that's kind of what I'm right now, that's where I'm being led to talk about, and how we can actually come together and unite, because it's in every realm, every industry. They just keep labeling. I mean, look what Hillary said yesterday about the coal industry, or earlier, mm-hmm. you know, a few weeks ago. And the guy takes her to task on it. He shows him, this is a picture of my family. You know, we are a family here in the United States of America. It doesn't matter what industry you are in or occupation. We've got to fight for liberty together.
Exactly. Well, this is an opportunity to be re-energized in the fight for liberty and free enterprise and animal ownership and private property, all those things coming together under one roof for the Liberty Summit. And it's going to be not for the faint of heart, honestly. I mean, this is a roll up your sleeves and take the tools home and put them to use. And this is a very critical time in our country. As you know, Beth, I know that you talk about very serious issues every day on your show, and no one knows better than you the critical nature of protecting our domestic food producers. And, you know, I feel equally so about the pet producers. You know, people love owning pets, but someday, if they're not paying attention to all these onerous rules and regulations that are putting the pet breeders out of business, there will be no pets. And we're not far from that. And I'm not saying that to be dramatic or it's really happening. This is the call to arms.
I know.
Jay, I'd like you to add to that, if it's okay, Beth. He's
absolutely
in the trenches, too.
Absolutely.
On this.
You know, Jay, I have a sign on my window here in the office that I let somebody put up last week. The circus is coming to town.
Not
the circus
with elephants
is coming.
Or not.
So here, this is controlled as well. Go ahead. I want you to chime in here.
The professional political movement of animal rights is hostile to animal ownership and animal breeding and modern animal agriculture, and they succeed with conflict marketing. But we know that the facts are on our side, but we're afraid to fight back. When are we going to take these facts and fight back?
Absolutely.
We cannot be afraid of conflict, because the facts are on our side. And this is what the Liberty Summit is going to do. I mean, we are mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. Mm. We have a whole bunch of other groups all around the country who are supposed to be fighting for us, but they're not fighting. They're afraid of conflict.
They're afraid of
hurting somebody's feelings. And they've got a salary and a position to protect, so they're not going to stick their neck out. Well, you know what? Here comes the cavalry group. We're sticking our neck out. We've had enough.
We need the little trumpet blowing, don't we?
Amen.
We need that trumpet blowing to wake people up. We've got to stop being afraid of conflict. We have compromised ourselves into a corner to where we no longer have a First Amendment. We're very You know, we're very limited on our Second Amendment. They just keep chopping and chopping and chopping, and it's time that we put our foot down and say, you know what? We, the people, are the government. It is
Absolutely.
Us, and we're the ones in charge. And you know what else? It has to start at home. We talk about a presidential campaign, and that's important, but it has to start at home. It has to start right in your little town, right in your county, right in your city, right in your community, in your home, in your state. That's how we're going to turn it around. We've got to start educating and activating every single one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I look at the animal shelters in my state of Maine. All of them are private. All of them are doing this. I mean, and these are animal shelters in our communities, and people give money to them thinking they're doing the right thing and thinking these shelters are helping animals in their communities. Well, they are doing that a little bit, but much more than that. They have become something much, much more and very, very dangerous.
And manipulated.
Yes.
And mandated and regulated.
Yes.
As,
yes.
As what the pet breeders are, and then these others, eh, whatever. We are out of time. We're going to do this again real soon. We're going to have Mindy on. We're going to push this Liberty Conference, Liberty Summit. I'm sorry. It is, they can go to your website. Let's just take them to your website, or you can go to my website and click on the icon to go straight to her website, the Cavalry Group. It is coming up June 24th through the 25th. I will be there. Lots of people will be there. And we're going to have some of the speakers on as we go from now till then. And we'll have Mindy on several times. Jay, it's been a pleasure having you back on CSC Talk Radio. Mindy, it's going to take every one of us. You and I both know this. This Liberty Summit is going to be our booster shot to get back in the trenches and get going and bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.